Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hulu's drama series The Handmaid's Tale debuts its second season today. The first season set a pretty high bar. It won a Peabody and 8 Emmy Awards, including one for Outstanding Drama Series. It ended where Margaret Atwood's source novel also ended. So this season, the show's writers are pretty much on their own. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the new episodes reach beyond Atwood's original story in surprising and complex ways.
Watching The Handmaid's Tale can sometimes feel like an endurance test. Consider an early scene from the second season, which features handmaids, women forced into sexual slavery as breeders by a theocratic government called Gilead. They're each made to hold a rock at arm's length in the rain for hours as punishment. Their tormentor and supervisor, Aunt Lydia, played by Emmy winner Ann Dowd, explains how this actually gives them freedom.
Girls, there is more than one kind of freedom. There is freedom to and freedom from. In the days of anarchy, it was freedom to. Now you are being given freedom from. That is a gift from God.
Freedom is a major theme in the second season of The Handmaid's Tale as the story moves beyond the classic book. The pregnant handmaid June, played by Elizabeth Moss, thought she found a bit of freedom last season when she inspired her fellow handmaids to refuse Lydia's orders to stone a friend to death. But Lydia explains just how wrong June is and the collateral damage she's caused.
She could have gone to God quickly, surrounded by her friends.
Friends don't stone their friends to death.
Janine is on her way to the colonies. She will suffer because of you. Every handmaid who followed you into disobedience will face the consequences, but not you. You are with child. You are protected. Such a brave girl, aren't you? Standing in defiance, but risking nothing.
The Handmaid's Tale succeeds by building a fictional world that is both nightmarishly brutal and convincingly authentic. In the second season, that world expands. We see the colonies, vast radioactive wastelands where women who don't submit are sent to shovel poisonous dirt until they die. And we see how people lived before the theocracy took control. They didn't react as rights were slowly rolled back for women and gay people, like frogs sitting in a pot of slowly boiling water, until it was too late. Gilmore Girls alum Alexis Bledel, who also won an Emmy Award last year for her work on the show, plays a handmaid named Of Glenn, sent to the colonies. This season, we also see her pre-Gilead life as Emily, a college professor who is told by her boss she can't teach classes because she's openly gay.
I'm not going to hide my family.
Look, things are unstable. People are afraid. I took all the pictures of Paul from my office.
I noticed. Thought you guys had a fight.
We did. He says I'm a collaborator.
They can't scare us back into the closet.
But they do even worse. There are two obvious messages here. The time when it's necessary to stand up for your freedom might be sooner than you think. And even in the worst nightmares, life and love persist. And at a time when real-life neo-Nazis are burning swastikas at rallies in Georgia, this dystopia seems frighteningly possible. Tough as it is to watch this show sometimes, these scenes hold lessons for responding to today's turbulent times, which is the best reason to return to one of the finest dramas on television as it takes flight in its second season. I'm Eric Deggans.